Quebec is facing its worst flu season in years. The province's public health body found almost 4,500 cases in lab tests this week, a peak not seen since pre-pandemic years. The jump echoes a Canada-wide surge. Flu cases saw an increase of over 20% this week. To learn what this means for Montreal, CKUT is joined by Dr. Christopher Labos, a lecturer in McGill's Department of Epidemiology, Biostatistics, and Occupational Health, who's also an affiliate member of the Department of Global and Public Health. Here's our conversation. We're hearing that flu cases are seeing a rapid increase in Canada. Just how bad is it right now?
I mean, this is sort of typical for what we would tend to have. The reason why this flu season looks a little high is because over the past 5 years or so, the typical sort of pattern of the flu was really disrupted by COVID. In 2020, 2021, that was sort of the first year where we had zero flu cases in Canada because everybody was largely at home. People were wearing masks. The public health measures were in place. So the past few years have been a little bit atypical, and the flu seasons were not sort of regular. They were happening a little bit earlier. One year they happened a little bit later. So if you erase all of that, if you look back at what the flu has been like historically, this is not that unusual in the grand scheme of things, but there are a lot of flu cases going on right now, and it's unclear when exactly we're going to reach the peak, but there certainly has been an increase right now, and there are a lot of people getting sick, and that unfortunately puts a lot of strain on the healthcare system.
Okay, that's good to know that it's not completely unheard of, because you hear something like, you know, Canada is seeing more than a 20% increase in 1 week. Quebec is seeing more than 4,000 cases in the past week, which, you know, we haven't seen anything like that in recent years. And I think most people do start to worry, especially, as you said, coupled with the difficulties and the strain that puts on the healthcare system. I'm wondering if you could speak to some of those difficulties, because most people who get the flu, you know, they're just going to want to stay home, take some time off school and work and get over a fever, things like that. But obviously for at-risk groups, things can get a lot more serious, which can demand a lot of time and attention from healthcare professionals. What is that looking like on the ground? What's the situation in the ERs right now?
Yeah, so we tend to sort of trivialize the flu, and we'll say things like, oh, it's just the flu, you'll get over it. The reality is the flu is pretty dangerous. Thousands of people die of the flu every year, and so it is not a trivial illness. It is actually a rather significant one. And so saying that this is, you know, or if we say that this is going to be a typical flu season when we look back in retrospect, that's still pretty bad. And so thousands of people dying, many thousands more getting sick, ending up in hospital, that takes up a lot of resources. And the healthcare system is not in great shape right now. ERs are overcrowded, wait times are long. So anything that makes the situation worse is just contributing to the burden that we are seeing in the healthcare system. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you're young and healthy, you're going to say, oh, well, I'll survive. If I get the flu, this is not a big deal. Yeah, it's true. You probably will survive. But there's a lot of other people that are going to have it much worse than you. And that contributes to a healthcare system that struggles. And that's bad for all of us, because we're all patients and we're all going to get sick at some point. And not doing what we have to do to try to limit the burden on the healthcare system is eventually going to turn around and have an impact on us as well.
In recent years, it's been possible to get double vaxxed, right? A COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine at the same time, you know, through the public system. Financial barriers that existed in the past for getting a flu vaccine were lifted in recent years. But, you know, despite that, are we seeing the same pickup for the flu vaccine? Is it something that people are still getting in large numbers now that maybe they feel like, you know, there's less pressure to get a vaccine for COVID-19. Have those numbers changed at all for the flu as well?
Well, yeah. So we have not been very good in Canada, at uptake for the flu vaccine. And I think part of it is, as you were mentioning, you know, prior to COVID, you had to pay to get the flu vaccine if you weren't part of the high-risk groups. And that created in a lot of people's minds this idea of, oh, the flu vaccine is only for people who are very sick. If you're young and healthy, you're fine. And that's going to take a very, very long time to overcome because those ideas stick with people. And so, you know, if you are young and healthy, are you going to survive even if you don't get vaccinated? Yes, you probably will. But you're going to get more sick. It contributes to the spread of influenza. And we have to start thinking about vaccination in a more global communal aspect, which is it's not so much about you as an individual. It's about what happens to the community as a whole. And what we know is that as we increase vaccination rates, the healthcare system and the population does better as a whole, even if the benefit to you as an individual is actually quite small. But that's a very subtle message to wrap our heads around. And it's not always an easy thing to do, especially when the public health messaging isn't clear and concise. And a lot of people, whether it's COVID or influenza or anything else, will sort of say, it's like, oh, well, I'm healthy, so I don't need vaccination right now. And that's going to be the really big public health challenge, the big public health message challenge that we're going to have going forward in the years to come.
Yeah. And just to wrap up, you know, speaking of this year, is it too late to get vaccinated? Is there still going to be much of an impact if we're already seeing this big spike now? Should people who haven't, you know, made the time to get a vaccine yet be trying to book something?
I would, yeah, because there's a lot of flu going around right now. And if you haven't gotten sick, you still would. There's still a lot of influenza. We haven't reached the peak of flu season yet. So it's not as if cases are decreasing. In fact, they're increasing. So, yeah, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, I still would. Now, flu cases will eventually start to come down. The flu season will eventually end. But we are not at that point right now. So, you know what? Yeah, because it's free. It's a very simple thing to do. It's not hard to get an appointment to get a flu vaccine. It costs you nothing. And it is actually going to pay dividends down the road. Because when we say things like it's just the flu, well, don't forget, again, thousands of people die of the flu every year. And even if that's not necessarily going to be you, it's still going to make you quite sick.
To sign up for a vaccine, Montrealers can head to the Clic Santé website. For CQUT, I'm Jules Bugel with the Local Journalism Initiative.